The Trump administration recently rolled out a federal budget proposal, and among other things, it would eliminate funding of the National Endowment for the Humanities as well as the National Endowment for the Arts. The White House budget director stated that they just don't work, in his words. You have a degree in literature, and you're on the board of the Kentucky School of Art, I believe.
Right.
What are your thoughts about the value, not only to society, but to the economy, to business, for that matter, of the arts and humanities?
Yeah, I mean, there are 14 of us, and we're all arts and humanities people, and we work primarily with businesses. So I think the people who have a background in the humanities provide an essential perspective to business. And it's hard to quantify. You know, if I hadn't spent that time reading War and Peace, would I still be able to, you know, write copy for the Kentucky College of Art and Design? You know, I don't know. It's a little hard to think about, but all I know is that our diverse perspectives provide us with the unique perspective to provide insight to our clients. And I know that the work we do has a massive impact on their organization. And part of why we're interested in working in the branding world in general is because we think it's where we can have the most impact on organizations. It affects organizations in a fundamental way. And so, you know, I don't know anything about the budget, but I know that saying that that doesn't work just doesn't make sense.
And to follow up on that, on a day-to-day basis, how do the arts and the humanities actually, literally, figure into what goes on at Bullhorn Creative and other similar marketing and creative companies in around Lexington, around the state, around the country?
Well, at any one point, when we're thinking about a particular client, we may be referencing a specific Bach piano piece or a specific painting that we had seen, or a conceptual artist. Or, you know, we might be looking at a Hemingway short story to understand empathy in a more compelling way. So, it's constant and pervasive. There's just no way to separate what we do from the arts.